Good evening and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Tonight's show is about island music, islands real and of the imagination. We'll hear music of Liliuokalani, last queen of the Hawaiian Islands, music of Cuban composer Tanya Leon, music about Japan from Margaret Garwood, and let's not forget about that island in New York. Manhattan composer Joan Tower has written a piece called Island Prelude. Liliuokalani was born in Honolulu to High Chief Kapaakea and Chiefess Keohokalole, the third of 10 children. Her brother was King Kalakaua. Liliuokalani was adopted at birth by Abner Paki and his wife Konia. At age 4, her adoptive parents enrolled her in the royal school. There, she became fluent in English and influenced by congregational missionaries. She also became part of the royal circle attending Kamehameha IV and Queen Emma. Liliuokalani married a haole, John Owen Dominus, on September 16, 1862. Dominus would eventually serve the monarchy as the governor of Oahu and Maui. They had no children, and according to her private papers and diaries, the marriage was not fulfilling. Dominus died shortly after Liliuokalani assumed the throne, and the queen never remarried. Liliuokalani's brother, King David Kalakaua, ascended the throne in 1874. He gave much governing power to a cabinet composed of Americans. As a result, a new constitution was passed which gave voting rights to foreign residents but denied these rights to most of the Hawaiian natives. Liliuokalani succeeded to the throne upon the death of her brother in 1891. When she attempted to restore some of the power of the monarchy that had been lost during the reign of her brother, she encountered the revolt by the American colonists, sugar planters who controlled most of Hawaii's economy. That's because in 1890, the McKinley Tariff began to cause a recession in the islands by withdrawing the safeguards, ensuring a mainland market for Hawaiian sugar. American interests in Hawaii began to consider annexation for Hawaii to reestablish an economic competitive position for sugar. In 1893, U.S. Marines called in by the U.S. minister named John Stevens occupied the government buildings in Honolulu and deposed the queen. The colonists, led by Sanford Dole, a Hawaiian-born American, applied for annexation of the islands to the United States. Queen Liliuokalani appealed to the U.S. President Grover Cleveland for reinstatement. James H. Blount, newly appointed American minister to Hawaii, arrived representing President Grover Cleveland. Blount listened to both sides, annexationists and restorationists, and concluded that the Hawaiian people aligned with the Queen. Blount and Cleveland agreed that the Queen should be restored. Blount's final report implicated the American minister Stevens in the illegal overthrow of Liliuokalani. Cleveland's next American minister offered the crown back to the queen on the condition that she pardon and grant general amnesty to those who had dethroned her. She initially refused, but soon changed her mind and offered clemency. However, this delay compromised her political position because President Cleveland had released the entire issue of the Hawaiian Revolution to Congress for debate. The annexationists promptly lobbied Congress against restoration of the monarchy. On July 4, 1894, the Republic of Hawaii, with Sanford B. Dole as president, was proclaimed. It was recognized immediately by the United States government. In 1895, Queen Liliuokalani was put under the house arrest in the Aiolani Palace for 8 months, after which she abdicated in return for the release of her jailed supporters. In 1898, the Hawaiian Islands were formally annexed to the United States. In the same year, Queen Liliuokalani composed a song, Aloha Oe, as a farewell to her country. She was released as a private citizen and spent much of the remainder of her life in the United States, where she unsuccessfully petitioned the federal government for compensation for seized property and other losses. The territorial legislature of Hawaii finally voted her an annual pension of $4,000 and permitted her to receive the income from a small sugar plantation. She then lived in Honolulu until her death in 1917. A statue of her was erected on the grounds of the state capitol in Honolulu. And while what all I have just told you about was going on, Queen Liliuokalani was writing song after song. Hawaiian culture has always been preserved in song. The Haku Mele, or royal chant writers, recorded the history and chants passed from generation to generation. Liliuokalani was descendant of a line of the greatest Haku Mele. This, together with her acquired knowledge of Western music, enabled her to blend the two into the beginning of Hawaii's distinctive modern musical style. She created a body of work of over 160 songs of great eloquence and beauty, and is regarded as the greatest Hawaiian composer of the 19th century. We're going to listen to about 10 minutes of arrangements of Liliuokalani's songs for string quartet. Sparkling Spring Water, My Flower at Paukalani, Sanue, and ending with the famous Aloha Oe, Farewell to Thee. The Galliard String Quartet performs these arrangements by Angel Peña, Byron Yasui, and Robert Casimero.